also another hindrance that we have to deal with when we're trying to concentrate in our meditation is ill will or malice coming up. It's another one of the five hindrances. And here, instead of getting distracted to all the things we like and that we're craving and daydreaming and planning how to get them, we, start getting angry at people who aren't even in the room with us usually. Yeah. And so we're trying to focus on like Tara and who comes to mind, but you know, somebody who insulted us, somebody who beat us up, somebody who, you know, we're jealous of, so somebody who we have some negative feelings towards. And then forget why Tara, you know, we get really revved up. And, you know, you can feel your body getting tense because you're getting angry at that person. And then you start worrying about, you know, what's going to happen next time you see them. And so you start making plans about how to defend yourself and how to maybe, get back at them before they can do something harmful to you again. And we get all tied up, you know, which is the complete opposite of our motivation of love, compassion, and bodhicitta that we generated at the beginning of the meditation session. Okay? So it's very important that we have a mind of introspective awareness that notices this, you know, that we've gone off track, and that labels it and says, I'm angry, and this is a hindrance in my meditation, and this is a destructive mental state, you know, and so I need to counteract it. Okay. The way to counteract it is not by stuffing the anger down, because if we stuff it down, it's just going to come out in all sorts of other ways. Okay? But what we have to do is do all these meditations on how to practice patience or fortitude to make our mind strong, so that it's strong in the confront of harm or strong in the confront of pain and suffering. Okay? So that's why the book Working with Anger is very good. I can't do all of Working with Anger on the BBC, but I can recommend you read it. Or His Holiness's book, Healing Anger, is also very good. But to really train ourselves in those different meditations and perspectives so that we can do something with our anger and diffuse it so that there's nothing to suppress or stuff down. Okay? And the nonviolent communication, I think, can be very helpful in this respect, because it asks us to be in touch with our own feelings and our needs. And so when we're angry, what is it that we're needing? Okay, we often might say, I need you to shut up. You know? Well, no, that's not the right way. That's not the way to phrase the need, okay? So it's not, I need you to do something, okay, or to be something. But you don't phrase it in terms of the other person, okay? You phrase it in terms of yourself. Yeah, I'm angry because I need to be more confident of how I can diffuse these situations in a nonviolent manner. Or I'm angry because I need to be more confident than I already am in how to express myself, okay? Or I'm angry because I expressed, my view, or just not. You don't even need to use the because. Okay, I hope the person who edits this makes it into good sentences. So don't put because in it. But you know, I need respect, or when I say something, I would like it to be honored. Mm-hmm. Or, I need some sleep. Yeah, I'm angry because I need some sleep. Or whatever it is like that. You know, we don't need to explain a lot of reasons, but if we're in touch with what we need, then that can be helpful. And we have to be clear that we don't expect other people to meet our needs. We can make a request that they do something, but we, in NVC language, we have to give ourselves some empathy when our needs cannot be met by outside circumstances, which is very often, okay? And so to learn to deal with our needs ourselves. And this is where Dharma comes in, because Dharma can help us, you know, fulfill some of those needs and be more aware of them so that they don't kind of run our life and make all sorts of unhappy feelings and unhappy emotions, you know, come up. Okay, so that's a big thing to work on in our meditation too. Otherwise, very difficult to focus on Vaitara, isn't it? Yeah.